This is the Business English Certificate, Higher 5, Listening Test 3. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear a recording that a training manager has made for his assistant, describing plans for a training day that he will be running with his colleague Julia. As you listen for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
I hope you don't mind me leaving a recording, but something has cropped up and Julia and I have had to go off to head office, so we can't speak to you in person. We've finalised our plans for the management training day we're putting on for Stanford's on the 17th of next month, so could you take the necessary action, please? The most urgent thing is to contact the venue, that's the Swan Hotel, and get them to provide a camcorder as well as the video recorder and TV we've already booked, as ours isn't working and I don't think we can get it fixed in time. And at the same time, because we've rethought how to run the first workshop, we won't be needing the OHPs after all, so you might as well cancel those. Oh, and when you send the programme to the participants, could you point out that the case study we've already circulated to them is for the discussion slot? Otherwise, I'm sure half of them will forget to take it with them. Then you better ring Stanford's and tell them that the guest speaker has agreed to change her topic to benefits from coaching. We managed to persuade her that financial instruments would be too heavy for the end of the day. Right, now we've finalised the programme, so could you get it typed up? Here's the running order. It's a 9 o'clock start, and naturally we'll introduce ourselves and outline the programme. It'll be a good idea for us to make everybody really alert as a priority. So at 9:15, we're starting with my talk on physical fitness, which is about its importance at work. The payoff is that Julia can take over at 10 and do her session on team motivation. That'll be a workshop format. Now, that'll take us to a mid-morning break at 10:45. I don't think they should have too long, as we don't want to lose momentum. The obvious thing to follow the break is the discussion session, which we're calling Performance Improvement, because it's an extension and application of what Julia will have been talking about before the coffee break and should provide food for thought. By the time that's over, at 12 o'clock... some of them will be beginning to lose concentration before lunch, and we should end the morning with a role play. This went so well last time. It'll be focusing on negotiating strategies. It should make an interesting session. I think that'll leave them in a positive frame of mind for lunch at about 1. Julia will start the afternoon at 2 with her session on troubleshooting. I'm sure participants will come up with plenty of questions about that. Then at 3:15 we've got the two parallel sessions. They can choose the presentation management models, which will be aimed mostly at the less experienced participants, but there'll be a workshop at the same time on succession planning, which might appeal mostly to more senior managers. It's something that too few companies think about until it's too late. Then at 4 o'clock, we'll bring everyone together for the keynote speech. We thought of setting aside a time for questions and answers, but quite honestly, they've got most of the day for that, so we won't bother. Okay, that's all. So if you could deal with that today or tomorrow, I'd be most grateful.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.